Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Welcome along, folks. You joined us, by the way, just as PJ Gallagher has returned from the little boys' room.
The lavatorium.
How is that going for you? Because, I mean...
The lavatorium?
It's a famous kind of running theme.
Oh, yes.
Throughout the course of our entire working relationship, really, that you've had an ongoing sort of... toilet issue.
I have, yeah. I
a
have,
waterworks issue.
I have a hyperactive urethra or overactive bladder or something like that. I can't remember
the
exact diagnosis. Yeah, he did give me an exact diagnosis, and you know, every so often I have to go on tablets. So basically, my body doesn't want to tolerate.
Are they dry up tablets? Is that what you do? Are they sort of like?
I think it's more patient.
Do they absorb all the wee?
No, I think that it gives it. Puts patience in the southern hemisphere, if you know what I mean.
Oh, it relaxes it.
Yeah, it relaxes things.
No, you wouldn't want to relax it. It'd come out by itself.
It does relax things. That's kind of what it does. Yeah, it stops you. Basically, I suppose it's kind of like my willy has a panic attack and it feels a little bit and it needs to calm down and not evacuate immediately.
Right.
And that's essentially what these tablets do. They're like a Xanax for the southern hemisphere. That's what they are. Yeah,
so willy Xanax. Like, that's what you're on. Willy
Xanax.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, in a weird kind of way. I'm not on them at the moment, though.
Right.
I'll have to do it sporadically.
Willy Valium, really, more so.
Yeah.
Willy Valium.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
yeah.
Amazing.
So it's a sporadic.
Stop getting so excited. Calm down. It's only a little bit of wee. I thought there was going to be loads of it and everything. I didn't want to do a mistake.
Oh, yeah. No, thankfully, it's not about mistakes and all, because we've all been that soldier as well before. You know, we've all been that soldier.
Speak for yourself, Batman.
Ah, come on. You know, you've gone in. You know the old saying, no matter how much you shake and you dance, you'll always get a drop or two in your pants.
Okay, well,
and
yeah.
You know
this. Yeah.
And you know the way sometimes, it's happened to every man. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Lads, hands up. We're all okay. It's happened to everyone. You've done a little wiggle. You haven't done enough of a wiggle. You put it back in. And next thing, there's a map of South America on your jeans.
And it always happens when... Well, I mean, whatever about your jeans, right? It normally always happens in... Remember those times when you'd have to wear something that'd be like a... I don't know, like a chino.
Oh, like a chino. That's right, yeah. Maybe you're wearing something that has a bit of colour on it.
Summertime. Summertime
pants.
You have your shorts on or something.
I know. And then
you're on holidays.
And then you start to splash water all over the rest of yourself to try and make it look
as though you splash yourself when you're washing your hands.
Splashy sink. And you're like, oh, this is just desperate. Yeah. Oh my God. Tell you the trials and tribulations. People have no idea what you go through. It is getting into short season now again.
Well, that,
we're
there. Sure, it doesn't take much to get you into shorts. Well, of course, you see, the thing is, you've been using the bike a lot lately.
I know, so...
And that prohibits your... Because up to now, I would have thought you'd have already been in shorts.
I would have been, only back on two wheels all the time, and I don't feel right wearing shorts on two wheels.
It's
all
frowned
the time.
On in the biker fraternity,
it's frowned upon, yeah. Mind you, everything I do is frowned on. I don't know why this one particular thing bothers me, but it is sort of frowned on, yeah. So... But like, so is jeans. But I still wear jeans. I'm not very protective, you know. It's a wonder I haven't been in trouble for.
Yeah, it's a wonder you can get a helmet on.
It's true, yeah. It's a wonder I haven't been in trouble for not wearing protection before. But these things happen in life, you know. So c'est la vie.
These things I said to try it.
Yeah. Montreux.
So come here. Listen. We're saying that the willy urgency.
Oh, that's all under control. Very much under control, yeah.
Grand, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I have to say...
And Men's Health Month is coming up, so lads, if you're any sort of worries, just go into the doctor now.
If your willy's got a bit of anxiety or whatever, there's a willy Valium out there for you.
Yeah, things can be done. Can I just say, by the way, now that you've brought it up...
Yeah.
So to speak, if you are a lad and you do have something that's annoying you, don't... Will you just go into the doctor about it? There's so many lads don't go into the doctor about things because... well, for a few reasons.
Right.
Number one, they think that the process might be a bit invasive. You know,
the old rubber glove job.
Well, I don't know what they do. You know the way you get, there's always some lad has a horror story. That's the problem I had.
Right.
So you think to yourself, I'm going to go in and I'm going to, have a little bit of a burn. And you'll have one mate goes, don't go to the doctor about that. Jed, my uncle had a burn, and I went in, they clipped off his testicles, and they took a set of testicles off a greyhound, and he had to walk around with a dog's testicles. Me ma had to litter the puppies and everything after it. It was disgraceful. Don't be talking about a doctor with your testicles. Just let it happen. Normal, you know.
Yeah.
Just whatever is wrong, go in and talk to the doctor.
Or else you get that mate who believes that any expression of pain or anything or discomfort of any kind is weakness.
Yeah.
Ah, man up, will you?
Yeah.
Sure, it's only an L. Yeah, but
so what?
I'm pouring blood.
No one cares.
For God's sake, will
just
you man
a couple
up,
of litres of blood a day. What are you getting all upset about?
Yeah, yeah, for God's sake. I've done worse. I tell you something.
It's the same. Those are the same fellas, though. If they cut their finger, they call an ambulance. You know, it's always the big I am men that are.
Mind you, I have to say, ever since that thing we discovered, you discovered it actually flicking around here one morning. I'm going to certainly use that story as a horror story going forward. If any of my mates ever say to me about needing to go to the doc for, you know, prostate things or whatever, I'm definitely going to use that story of your man who grew a willy on his arm.
Did you see that show? Man, I've never seen anything. That was the maddest show.
You did. It was a Channel 4 thing, wasn't it?
Well, we did the story here first on the radio about it coming out. And then I went and watched the show on the Channel 4 player. It's available on the Channel 4 player now.
Right. Man. And it's called The Man Who Grew a Penis
on His Arm.
It's
called The Fellow with a Willy on His Arm or something. It's called The Fellow with the Penis on His Arm or something. And you think to yourself, right, I'll watch this. I give it. Man, it's a big, long langer hanging off his wrist. It's right where you'd wear a watch, man. It's unbelievable. You could put the watch on the willy instead of his wrist, if you know what I mean. And the poor fella, it's actually a very sad show because, you know, if he was rich, he wouldn't have been left as long. So he went to the toilet one day.
What do you mean he wouldn't have been left as long?
So I'll tell you. He went to the toilet one day, right? And his willy came off in his hand, right? It came off. Now, I don't know if there was drugs.
So, hang on a second, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that, sorry.
It came off in his hand.
Yeah, but that tends not to be an instant thing. You're saying there was no warning. Everything was normal for a while, and then suddenly he's standing there and go, you wouldn't believe it.
No.
Okay, a door handle. That occasionally comes off in your hand when you, your willy doesn't.
Remember I was talking to our boss, and I was holding a cup of tea. Remember that? And the whole cup jumped off the handle.
That's true.
I was standing in front of him, it just jumped off the handle.
And the three of us stood there looking at each other as the tea splashed all over the walls.
And I was just standing there holding the handle, looking at me boss going, I don't know what happened here.
Sorry.
Well, essentially the same thing happened this fella. Granted, yes, you're right. Of course, it didn't just come off. There was bruising.
It must have been hanging by a thread.
It was bruising. There was damage.
Yeah.
Eventually it went black. He did nothing about it. It started to get a bit smelly.
Another reminder, folks. You know, lads, particularly, go to the doctor, will you? Don't wait till it goes black and gets really smelly.
Yeah, and then
that's not great.
He went to the toilet and it came off in his hand. Right. He called the ambulance. They took him into the hospital. They had to use skin from his forearm to build him a new one, right?
A new willy.
Yeah, and they grew it on his arm and says, we'll put that downstairs when we get around to it.
Yeah.
Well,
now,
there was a big waiting list.
I still have the question of why it had to go on his arm.
Could
you not have put it on his back?
Or
somewhere that you could put it under clothes. Like, why would you have to? Why does it have to be on his arm?
His leg. Apparently, the skin on your forearm is just very soft and sensitive. It's
willy skin.
It's willy skin, yeah.
Right.
So if you ever wanted to know what a huge willy, you just rub your forearm like that. And your arm would be like a huge, big willy like that. Yeah, that's what it's.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you'd be thinking about, a big willy like that. With a big willy with an elbow on that you can pick things up with. Yeah. That's all your arm is.
Be very handy. And would an elbow on your willy be useful? I suppose it would be. Depends. You'd be a contortionist.
Quite flexible already.
Contortionist.
Yeah. It just needs to be longer so you can tie a knot in it or take the dog for a walk. But so they grew it on his arm.
Right.
And then there was a big waiting list. And then the pandemic happened.
There was a big waiting list to get willy on your arm.
Well, yeah, there was, yeah, because there's very
people
few...
People are queuing up to have a willy on their arm.
No, apparently, he got caught up with the dodgy backs and the hips or whatever.
Oh, right, okay.
And then, he finally got... And then 6 years he was walking around with this thing. 6 years with a willy on his arm.
Oh, my God.
The poor fella, like, 6 years walking around. And
he called it Jimmy, didn't he?
Did he call it Jimmy?
Yeah.
And every time, you can't even tell someone the time without getting done for flashing. It was absolutely unbelievable.
You were saying that the programme itself was actually really grim.
It was very grim.
A hard life and everything and all that sort of stuff.
Very sad and all. Yeah. And like you see him, he's there, he's in the house and he's drinking a bag of cans and all. And there's a big willy up there. You're like, oh my God, the poor fella.
Where did it all go wrong?
Where did it all
go wrong? I'm sitting here drinking a bag of cans with a willy on my arm.
And then eventually...
This is not the way I expected my life to turn.
Thankfully, there's a sort of a happy ending. They put it back in the right place at the end.
Well, that's... Yeah.
But he's like, he's so used to showing it to people. He's just standing there with his... It's just hanging out. And he's like, there you go now.
Well, he's just, even regardless of it being off his arm, he leaves it out as a...
But in fairness, you've been seeing it hanging off his arm for the whole show. And then weirdly it goes back between his legs. You go, oh, he's not going to get it out now.
There's no need for that. They should have put a warning up or something, God's sake.
Yeah, so, but it is I tell you, count cross your willies and go to bed with count your lucky willies, lads.
Bless your willy.
Bless your willy, count your willy.
God, it's a good job your Wattoke situation didn't, you know, didn't develop. And it turns out that Willy Viagra, not Willy Viagra, Willy Valium.
Yeah.
Is available, or you never know. I mean,
I know
you'd have had to get your one tattooed and all just to fit in.
Are you joking?
Tattooed Willy just to so that would match the rest of your body.
I might get a tattoo on a big ring of thorns or something. You never know. You know what I mean? It would never happen to me anyway, because I run into the doctor no matter what's wrong with me.
What you should get tattooed on your Willy is don't panic, don't panic.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I might just go for a check-in now later on.
Right, listen, let's give you a few of the best bits from during the week. Good week, as always, on Morning Glory. It was good crack. And we were talking all sorts. I mean, if you could see this list in front of me, it's a very bizarre, it's a very eclectic mix.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Our show features. We did end up, bizarrely, Fish made a couple of appearances during the week.
It did, for some reason.
And it turns out size matters.
Absolutely, it really does.
And there was no willies involved here. It was just fish.
No, just fish.
Size matters, big style. So we'll hear about that. There was willies involved in the other story we did, or one of the other stories we did this week, which involved noisy neighbours.
Yeah, and why a very specific type of noise complaint, and how it's very much on the rise these days.
That's a very appropriate expression in the circumstances.
So.
Also, of course, a week wouldn't go by without PJ seizing the opportunity to give me a good kicking and a major slagging about the fact that I'm just marginally older than he is.
Marginally, it is only a couple. What's a couple of decades between friends?
It spectacularly backfired on him when he found out how good my life is. Not just my life, but all of us.
Yeah, all
of us. In this particularly kind of like golden age.
There's never been a better time to be a pensioner. Never been.
And also, if you're on the lookout for a job, we had a bit of advice on that as well. There's actually a new training thing going on for people in the bar trade.
Oh, there is, yeah. A whole new sort of scheme that we actually thought already existed, if we're being honest.
Oh, weird. But anyway, listen, have a listen. We'll chat to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Speaking of romance.
This is a bizarre one.
Passion and all that sort of stuff.
Well, you know, noise complaints have been a problem for neighbours and neighbourhoods and everything around the world for a very, very long time, right?
Yeah, but par for the course, really.
Par for the course. Noise complaints are a thing. But apparently, right, during lockdown, a sudden and sharp rise in a very particular type of noise complaint started to happen.
Yeah.
So basically, people who are spending a little bit more time around each other and feeling a little bit more amoratic as they enjoyed each other's company would find themselves sometimes retreating to the boudoir or the bedroom, I suppose you might call it, and making a lot of noise that they weren't making beforehand.
Right.
And noise complaints went sort of through the roof, for want of a better word. And now, sort of everything's sort of mostly gone back to normal.
Okay.
But the noise complaints for this particular activity haven't come down at all.
Right.
So there was a sudden sharp rise, and it's not gone away.
It stayed up, so to speak.
It stayed up, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wow.
And there's lots of complaints coming in. Some people are saying that rumpy pumpy rumpus, as one man described it to his local council, said it was outrageous.
There's a rumpy pumpy rumble going on.
Yeah, he complained to his council and says, it's outrageous. I mean, I'd understand it if it was once a week, like any normal person, but this is every night at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. And
what are they newlyweds or something? They've just moved in next door to him?
It's pandemic passion.
Right.
So I think there are people who have rediscovered each other's the joys of each other's physical attributes, you know. That's become a thing, and other people are saying that it's outrageous. One person, he says, he swears to God his neighbour is actually opening the window first on purpose. He says, I know that everybody needs a little bit of air, it's a sweaty activity and all of that, but he's opening the window and the whole neighbourhood can hear him.
Wow.
And he doesn't mention the other partner. So I don't know if he's on his own or what's going on. But
well, that's just got to say, the noisy nookie.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of obviously these people, like, wow, that's in, I'm assuming that these are taking place in, let's say, you know, in, like, what would you call them? Terraced houses or semi-Ds, you know,
yeah, where
a shared wall or at least very close proximity.
Yeah, yeah. One woman said she was very disappointed because she heard what she thought was a fox in pain or a cat screeching in the back garden. And she went out to sort of see if she could help the poor animal who was obviously in a lot of pain at the time, only to discover that it was the next door neighbour. And the other half engaged in an absolutely atrocious thing with the, and you look up and the light on in the window and you could see right in and they couldn't see down because it was all dark in the garden. And she said it was absolutely, she was shocked and horrified. And that it sounded like an animal in pain.
Must have been, what a session that must have been. And it sounded like an animal in pain.
Yeah, this is
they were obviously into, there was obviously a bit of a 50 Shades going on up there. If that was the case, if there was sounds of pain going on.
Yeah, although, you know, it's hard to sort of differentiate. Jeepers. Oh, God, what are you doing to me?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand why sounds like that would be potentially off-putting.
Yeah, yeah. You can imagine,
I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean,
I'm making myself sound very attractive now, aren't I? Oh, Jabbers.
Mind me legs.
Oh,
I've got the pins and needles now.
Not your feet. Oh, that's very cold.
Yeah. I suppose the
that
time...
That can't be right.
The time of day would probably have a bearing as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would,
like if that was going on and maybe you were in the middle of, I don't know, trying to watch the soaps.
If you're sitting down, for a bit of a nosy soap and a sandwich, you know, and it's the middle of the day, 12 noon or something, you'd be slightly disturbed by it, I suppose.
And there's a squealing fox going on, or, you know...
Yeah, the squealing fox,
or
maybe.
Or in your case, two old men having a fight.
And for some reason, you just hear in the background, Jeepers, there's two men in there battering each other.
Oh, boy, not the feet. That's got to go down as one of the great passionless lines of all time. Not me, feet.
But isn't that reality? Like, you know, when you're, like, you see in the movies and all stuff gets knocked all over the place and, and everybody knows exactly, open up, over top, gone. Reality is, you're trying to... You're like, oh, James, your feet are freezing, and you're trying to kick off your strides, but one leg goes inside out, and your sock is stuck and all. You're there, oh, well, we'll try it anyway.
And in the middle of it all, I must fix that skirting board when I get a shower.
You're after smashing me ma's figurines, or else you're in the shower. Do you ever try that? The Triton. One of you is roasting, the other one's freezing. Your knees start to get locked and all. You're there going, we just got downstairs for the biscuit.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
And as I say, it is a good-looking day today.
It is.
Weather-wise, it could be fantastic.
I hope it, yeah.
Maybe, you know, you can indulge in one of your hobbies.
Yeah, get out there, do a bit of fishing, swing a golf bat.
Exactly.
You know, whatever it is that you're into, you know.
Yeah. Or swing a rod.
Swing an old golf rod then, whatever you're into, but also, you might go fishing. There's this amazing story of this kid today, right? He's 11 years old, and he's just broken the Guinness World Record for catching a carp.
Now, hang on a second. You know, Dan 2.0 was only on the other day.
Yeah.
With his... What did we work it out as? 4.5 stone?
4.5 stone or something, yeah.
He claimed his carp was.
I know. I don't know how this weighs up.
Is this gonna blow this out of the water, literally?
Well, the fact it was done by, it really will. Like, because this is, he's 11, and he caught a fish that's almost twice the size of his dad's best catch, right, ever. And it's 96 pounds and 10 ounces.
Oh, my God.
96 pounds. It's 4 pounds... lighter than the kid who caught it.
Nearly double the size of the yolk that Dan caught.
Yeah, nearly double the size, yeah. Nearly twice the size of it. It's over twice the size of this man's biggest catch. He says he couldn't believe how big it was and his arms were absolutely aching.
So hang on a second now. So, okay, how many pounds?
96 pounds and 10 ounces was the size of this fish. A monster common carp, they're calling it.
6.8 stone.
Yeah. He caught the fish. And do you know what I love most about this story, right?
Yeah.
It's his outfit, it seems like he's a bit raging.
Yeah. Not the least bit proud.
He is proud, but he's like, he's doing a bit of this. So he, they asked it. So the dad was asked and he says, yeah, yeah. It took him about 20 minutes to get it in though. And then he goes, it took 20 minutes he was winding it, you know. And I did tell him that he'll never catch a fish this big ever again. It's a once in a lifetime, you know. Anyone can get lucky once. I'm just glad it was him. That's what the dad is saying.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, the dad's all tick because, you know, he's there.
You know, some of us have been fishing for 25 years and, you know, never got the opportunity as anything as special as this.
Yeah, so I hope he's, it's a pity it's wasted, you know. I hope he's 11, he probably doesn't appreciate it, like I would have, but a kid, you know, sometimes kids get lucky, I suppose. Lucky to have me as a father, I suppose, isn't he? More than anything else.
That's so perfect.
Well, I guess we'll have to throw half the fish out. We'll never eat that much. A bit of a waste, really.
He's literally looking for every possible negative to the whole experience.
He's really thick about it. Yeah, he said, we didn't have any idea the size of it until it got into the net. And Callum says, it's a once in a lifetime catch. He said himself, well, he says, yes, it is. Yeah, it's once in a lifetime, he said.
Yeah, don't get used to that. Like,
and then Callum said,
I don't think it was easy. Because you did that?
Yeah, they put it on the scales, right? And the kid has a GoPro camera. He started to film it and said, that's massive, Dad. And his dad goes, yeah, okay, we have to go home now.
Raging. Don't get carried away, but nobody likes a bragger, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's a hand.
Calm down, will you?
Yeah, and apparently they asked the dad how many people have caught a fish that big before. And he says, a handful of anglers, yeah, have caught bigger fish. The overall common record is 101 pounds, so he didn't quite break the record. He broke the record for a child, but not for an adult. Someone still has to break that.
I'm begrudging nothing better than a begrudging father.
A begrudging father, isn't it?
Come here, listen. So it's only 4 pounds less than the weight of the child that caught him.
Yeah. Right. So he's obviously a strong kid to pull his own body weight nearly in like
that.
Can you
imagine? You know the way fishermen normally do that picture? Where they hold the thing.
Once I caught a fish this big.
He won't be able... There's no way. I suppose he could carry his own body weight, but God, that'd be massive. He'd be better off just like standing it up and putting his arm around it.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. Just put his arm around
it. For the photograph, rather than trying to hold it in his hands. Here's me, and this, I'm the one on the left. This is the fish.
Imagine when how thick the elephant is going to be when they walk in. And the dad's picture is going to be there. Because all fishermen have it.
Yeah.
You're holding the biggest fish they've ever caught.
Yeah.
Fish that big. And then the kid comes in, dragging a yoke in a mattress. This is going to look like a dead body. Well, it is a dead body.
Yeah.
And he's going to be holding the fish the same size as himself.
The kid will be on the fish's back.
Yeah, riding it in on a scooter. Yeah. And Ma will be there going, well, look at you.
Yeah. Or while the dad's there going, yeah, well, anyway.
Yeah.
What do we have for dinner?
Yeah, the mom be looking at him going, your dad certainly had never had one that big.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you're a dog lover, well, in fact, it's not really a dog thing, is it? It's more whatever.
Furry friends, yeah.
Yeah,
basically.
Or potentially feathered friends.
Yeah.
Or potentially scaly friends.
I don't understand that.
Well,
one.
I don't know. I mean, the relationship that Dan 2.0 seems to have with his 4.5 stone carp.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows, I suppose.
In fact,
yeah, you're
this
right.
I mean, Mrs. Dan 2.0 did send in a picture. It is an enormous fish.
Of the fish, did she?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Have you... I never did your screen. Anyway, the... what do you call it? You never know. I mean, that could be... You know, this
his
could be
best
bad
friend.
News. Could be bad news for Mrs. Dan 2.0, that's all we're saying.
Might be nearly a quarter of people are now saying, and it's quite a lot when you think about it, 25% of people are saying, you know, when it comes down to it, who do you love more? Your other half, your partner. You know, the person that you're supposed to be with that gives you love and support and also wants to make you hang out with their friends. You know? or your pets, your dog, your cat, your fish or your
budgie,
your monkey, or whatever it is that you're into. And it turns out 25% of people say absolutely no shadow of a doubt about it. Love the husband and all, love the wife and all, but the dog comes first.
Wow.
That they get more.
And that's what I'm saying. Is it specifically a dog lover's thing, or is it, well, they say pets?
They say mostly felines and canines. So
right.
It's cats and dogs, really.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how you can love a cat as much as a person. Like, cats, that joke would eat you. Although so would a lot of wives. But it's like, yeah, but so, you know, it's sort of the way it goes.
I think the thing with a cat is you may well love the cat, not 100% sure the cat will ever love you back.
Yeah, that's it.
You kind of get that out of it.
Whereas you look at your dog, right? You imagine, like, the dog and your husband, or your dog or your wife, right?
Right.
They're so... Everything about the dog is better. You feed the dog the same crap every single day. And every single day the dog goes, oh, I can't believe this. This is the best food I've ever had. Come here and let us hump the leg off you. And then, you know, you walk the same places every day. You don't need to do anything different. Every day they think it's amazing.
They're delighted. Yes, you know what I mean? If you did that with your other half, if you handed up your husband, your wife, your partner, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, the same stuff every day.
Yeah.
And just did the same thing every day, be like... again.
Again.
More fish.
And also, I go to the pub or something, you know what I mean? And I don't... text the dog or tell the dog how I'm getting on,
yeah.
And I hang out with the dog all day, and I come back in pissed as a fart, and what does the dog say? How are you? Did you have a good night? It's so good to see you.
Or worse,
let's go to bed.
Worse to that effect.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and you're like, yeah, yeah, and the dog never goes, ah, yeah, I suppose you're out with him, out with Eddie, was it? The dirty whore. You know, you don't get any of that.
Poor old Eddie.
Poor old Eddie, yeah. He doesn't need to do anything wrong. It's always, you know.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, a dog smells another dog off you and says, I hope that dog was crack.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah. There's no jealousy about it.
It's good. Jeebus, was that a Labrador? Say, that was grey crack, was he? You know, right. It's all encompassing. It's all full of acceptance. There's no judgment. That's what it comes down to.
That's the secret then, isn't
it? Yeah, no
that's
judgment.
That's the secret.
It's like a secret special power that they have.
Yeah.
Or a superpower that they have.
Yeah.
That you never get from your other half.
Somebody, let me just see who this is. I think this is, Niall has just been on to say, you never see a homeless person with a cat. That is the observation.
Because you do occasionally see dogs with a dog. Yeah, that's true.
And I think the point he's making there is a cat's going, I'm certainly not hanging around here. Get myself somewhere else, half decent.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, that's right, isn't it? Cat's always, I can do better than this. Cat always thinks it's better than you, no matter where you live. If you lived in a mansion with a cat, the cat would still be saying, oh, God.
Did you went for those curtains, did you?
Yeah, look at that. I'm going to scratch them to pieces when you leave the room. Yeah, yeah, it's true.
And people agree. Northside Tony says, I'll take the dog all day long. Sorry, wifey. Mind you, the wifey says the same, apparently, he says. That's a fantastic relationship they're in there. There's a strange menage a trois going on
where
both of them love the dog more. The
poor old dog must be in therapy. That poor old dog will be there going, you can imagine the therapist, who would you want to be with?
At this stage, I'd rather be on my own, but I'm just staying with them so they won't break up.
The pressure the dog is under.
Yeah,
That's a shocker. You'd sacrifice a holiday abroad because you can't bring your dog, but you wouldn't for your missus.
That's true.
So if you found it on, sorry, no dogs allowed. Oh, well, then I'm not going.
I don't want a holiday anyway.
Oh, yeah, no, this is a singles only resort. Oh, right, grand. Well, sure, I'll come along anyway.
Yeah, well, sure, you know yourself. I'll just get a couple of lads together. It'd be great.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I've good news and bad news for you now, Jim. To be honest with you,
Specifically for me.
You're the only one. Well, for people in your situation, your current position in the process of time, I suppose.
This is an old gag, is it?
Not yet. I'm just saying that apparently the good news is people age 50 and over are more content with life than at any other age group, according to research that they've carried out now. So congratulations. The bad news is, see you now.
Yeah.
That's as good as it gets, Chief.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You're as good. You're as happy as you're ever going to be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well,
people over 50
yeah.
are more content
now than ever before. It's the happiest time of life.
Oh, right. Than any time like in your 40s, 30s.
Yeah.
Not as opposed to other 50-year-olds from times past.
Oh, no. Yeah, sorry. Right. No, I should have been more specific. Yeah, no, just that in this current...
See, I kind of know what that is. I sort of know what that is. Because do you know what it is? I think it's actually your philosophy coming true.
Yeah.
Right? It's that your aspirations change. You know, like when you were younger and you had ambition. Remember when you had ambition?
Oh,
when
that you're in your old thing.
20s or your early 30s and you thought, yeah, like, I'm going to make something of myself.
Yeah, yeah,
I tell
yeah.
you, one day the world is going to know my name.
I'm going to put my mark on the planet,
I'm going to do something, I'm going to, whatever. And now your ambitions are, I must get that shelf up in the garage.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I'm going to have to spray those weeds.
Yeah.
Because they're just out of control.
I'll walk to the shop instead of drive. You know, you start to have different sort
it's
of ideas.
It's a different
ideas.
Ambition.
It is, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's where the contentment comes from. It's like, if you do get the shelf up in the garage, you think, well, there you go. You see that?
Look at that.
Look at that. Thanks very much.
I might sit on that for the day.
I tell you.
You know, you
I
never
think
do.
I deserve to go and sit in the patio now with a fizzy beverage.
And also they say holidays and hobbies are more enjoyable when you're at your time in life, Jim. You know?
Man, I tell you something. As soon, how long have I got to wait for you to hit 50? 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years. Yeah,
I'm going to make that. Oh,
whatever age you. I mean, you'll be well into your 70s then. But I suppose it's grand when you look at this. But it also says that, and this is really took me by surprise, that when it gets to your 50s. You know, and the pressures of life are kind of a little bit further into the background than the months where, you know,
yeah.
the ambition's gone. Apparently, once you hit your 50s, as a man, you have a more active sex life
Woo-hoo!
Than you ever had before. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah. Well, what am I saying? Really? I mean, I knew that.
Really? Yeah. I was. This is, are you serious? Would you not, like, dislocate your hip or something? You're like, you'd have to think. You know, I tell you, a lot of thought has to go into it. In your 50s, I don't know if I believe that.
I'm a very, very, you know, active young man.
I suppose
heart.
As I get older, there's probably more of me to hold on to than there ever was before. There's a bit of that going on, in my case, anyway, you know. And I definitely have more wobbly bits than I ever had before.
I'd say you're in a hurry to get to your 50s now, are you?
Well, by the sounds of this,
we're more content, and we have more,
I don't know about that. I gone off that altogether. The older you get, the more you start thinking, should I really enjoy that in the first place? You know, it was a lot more an instinctual type of thing. You know, you're sort of like a goose when you're young. You don't know if you're enjoying it. It's instinct. You're just a
goose.
Yeah,
where's the goose?
You follow your instinct.
Well,
you know,
a goose particularly randy.
No, but they'd be going to Iceland without thinking about it. You know, it feels like something you should do. I feel more like an old parrot now. I just want to be on someone's shoulder, left alone and eating crackers. You know,
strange aspiration.
Yeah, yeah.
To be fair,
you'd like, I don't know. That's it's all. It's very messy, and you'd be not.
If you'd rather be out, I was going to say you'd be rather out, but don't ever put a shelf up. Whatever you do,
oh no,
I can't. You'd be rather putting a shelf up in your garage, but I mean, God, that's never going to happen. Let's face it. There's more chance of you actually flying off to Iceland,
much like the shelf. Actually,
yeah.
When it comes to the name line. I'd be looking at her thinking, is there no one else that could do that for you?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Welcome back, folks. Hopefully you enjoyed some of the best bits there from during the week on Morning Glory. As we are recording this, believe it or not, it is glorious. We're almost in a hurry to kind of wrap up and get out because it looks absolutely lovely out there.
I think it's fair to say we certainly hope our local barmen have completed their apprenticeship with the work they're going to be put through tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They better be well. They better have their degree.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they
sorted.
Better. I want them wearing it around. I want them wearing this flat cap that he wore his barman's graduation.
Come here, are you one of these people? Because I've kind of fallen into this myself a little bit. I suppose it wouldn't really affect you because you're a Smithwick's drinker. Always drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Although we're on the internet, you can say what you like.
Yeah.
Anyway, would you change your drink for the summer?
No, I don't really, no. I tend to stay the same.
They'll have, say, they might be, say, lager drinkers,
yeah.
right? And then they might go on the cider.
I get it, yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
I know a few people who do that.
You know, I'm a Guinness drinker.
Yeah.
But occasionally, when it comes to, like, a beer garden or whatever, I drift into the lager end.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a Coors or something like that. You know what I mean? Or something.
I don't know how people stick to stout all year round. I swear to God, I haven't had stout in years. And you and me were in an establishment last week where we only had two options. One was stout and the other one was a piss water. And I went with stout, obviously. My God, it was like a fireworks display for 3 days. I have never...
Yeah.
And it is so. It's like drinking pints of soup after a while. After a sip, you're just. You get full and all. You should have bread and butter with every one of them.
You have to sort of. It's an acquired thing. It's not only is it an acquired taste in terms of drinking it, it's. You sort of need to prepare for
you do.
For the other
you need to be doing squats or something for what it's like it's not you don't do pills it's like you're passing super glue for a week. It's unbelievable what goes on. So, I don't know.
So obviously it's not... So you don't... You just stick to your
I stick
your
to...
Your Smiddix water.
Yeah, yeah.
Dirty water. Yeah, the dirty water. Around.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Yeah, yeah.
I suppose in fairness, yeah, that's... that. Yeah, you could have that any time.
It's light
day,
enough. It's like you said.
And sure, if they ever run out, I mean, there's always a puddle or something somewhere that you can...
See now. See. There was going to be a rope there somewhere.
Right. Come on, let's go and find a suitable fizzeria.
Definitely. I have to throw some ice in puddles and get busy.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.